It's Downbeat. Yes, man, it's Downbeat, and this is Gene Norman introducing another session of the most democratic thing on earth, American jazz. The golden era of jazz from 1920 till 1930 was a fabulous period. From New Orleans up the murky, winding Mississippi, the young music made its way. On the graceful riverboats past Natchez, Memphis Town, Hannibal, and Davenport to the great windy city, Chicago. And out on the West Coast, a robust ex-Navy violinist by the name of Paul Whiteman was fast acquiring a legion of followers. With a compact, carefully rehearsed orchestra, Whiteman was being publicized by certain persons as the King of Jazz. Here is his famous arrangement of Sand in the 1927 jazz style. Here's another kind of jazz, Chicago style, reflecting the abandon of the city in the 20s. No arrangements were written. The musicians simply sat down and bashed, every man for himself. Jack T. Gordon, Chicagoans, bring us Deed I Do. Thank you. Another example of Chicago style is this classic. The Chicagoans, again, led by Teagarden's wonderful trombone and vocal chorus, go into a sentimental groove with Stars Fell on Alabama. Things were also happening in New York. Led by Duke Ellington, the jazz of this great city was coming to life. By 1928, the Duke was near the peak of achievement. Time has proved that the Duke's influence on jazz has been, and still is, more far-reaching than Whiteman's and the Chicagoans. This has been a history of jazz in the Roaring Twenties. Every week, Don Beat brings you music of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And speaking of tomorrow, remember the future, man, because you're building it. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.